Okay, today we're going through Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis of Maseches Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we are at Rami Le Abaye Le Rabba. So it says about six lines into the page. So Rami Le Abaye Le Rabba. Abaye asks the Stira to Rabba. Tanya, it says in the Brisa Moshe Hashem Shabbos Never Shabbos Ka'ara, the extra leftover oil in the Nerin in the Ka'ara that were lit on Shabbos, the Shemen that's left over after it gets extinguished, also you're not allowed to be metaltel and use it on Shabbos, because since it was also to benefit from when Shabbos entered, because it was lit, it becomes muksa for the entire Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon matir, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's mutter. Alma, Rabbi Shimon less le muksa. It sounds from this brisa that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of the isra of muksa, and that's why he allowed using this shemen that was asr when Shabbos began. Urim minhu, but we have a kash on this from a Mishnah, because it says in Maseches Beitza, Rabbi Shimon omer kol she'ein mumo nikar me'erev yom tov, any b'chor behema that developed a mum before Yom Tov, but the mum was not obvious before Yom Tov that the mum was a mum kavua, which would have been matir pa'achila ein zemen amuchan. You cannot say that that animal was designated to be eaten for Yom Tov, because when Yom Tov started, you didn't know if it was going to be mutter to eat that animal. So even though on Yom Tov you look and you see that the mum that was there already from erev Yom Tov is in fact a mum kavua, you're still not allowed to shechter on Yom Tov. So you see from this mission that according to Rabbi Shimon, there is an Isra of Muksa. So says Marna, Hachi Hashta. Come on, you can't compare those two cases. There's a fundamental chiluk. Hasam, in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon is matter using the leftover oil in the Ner, because Adim Yoshe Mitzabe Emesait Chabenero. Person is sitting and waiting, and he knows that the Ner is eventually going to become extinguished, and therefore he's going to be able to use the leftover oil. So already on Erev Shabbos, he doesn't have a Hesach Hadash from that oil, and that's Rabbi Shimon is matir. But Hacha, in the Mishnah Maseches Beitza, that you did not look at the mum on the erev Yom Tov. Adim Yoshev Mitzapa Masa Yipalbo Mum. You think a person is going to sit there waiting when Yom Tov starts? When is the mum going to happen on Yom Tov that you're going to be able to shechter and eat it? No, he has no plan whatsoever of eating this behemoth on Yom Tov, because he has no plan of it developing a mum. Meimar Amar, he says to himself, Mi Yemar Denafel Beimuma. I don't even know that a mum will happen. Vim Tim Tzalamar Denafel Beimuma. And even if a mum does happen, Mi Yemar Denafel Be mum kavua. Who's to say that the mum is even going to be a mum kavua? Vim tem tzalamer denafel be mum kavua. And if you're going to say that it does have a mum kavua, mi yemer demizdaki klei chacham. Who knows that you'll even find a chacham who will agree to come on Yantav to check the mum and establish that it's a mum kavua. So because he's going to have so many sveikos, he has no plans of being able to use that animal on Yantav, and that's why he totally has it out of his mind, and he's not thinking about it at all, and that's why it's going to be mutzi. You're not going to be allowed to shecht it on Yantav. So Rami Bar Chama asks from this Mishnah on the Yishuv, from a Mishnah on the Yishuv that the Gemara just gave. So Masa Rabbi Bar Chama, we learn Mefirin Nedarim, a Baal can be Mefer his wife's Nedarim, can undo his wife's Nedarim b'Shabbos Unish Alin l'Nedarim Shein l'Tzarech HaShabbos, and you're allowed to be Shoal on Nedarim, you're allowed to be Shoal to Chacham to be Matir Neder, that's l'Tzarech HaShabbos, and after the Baal is Mefer, the woman is allowed to get Hana from the item that she had previously had a Neder on. Va'amai, but why is she allowed to get Hana from that item? Maybe we should say that it was out of her mind. She never would have thought she'd be able to use it, and therefore it's muksa for her, because who knows that the husband would get rid of her neder. So this is Gemara. No, Hasim Kedrav Pinchas Mishrei Derava, Damrav Pinchas Mishrei Derava, Kala Noderes Haldas Bailihi Noderes. The woman knows whenever she takes a neder that she's talu in her husband's das, and she's so mech that the husband, of course, will be made for the neder, and therefore she's not really Messiah das from the item that she took a neder on. So Gemara asks another Kasha, Tashema, but I'll ask you another Kasha, the Hemshecha, that same Mishnah, Nishal and Nedarim Shal Tzarech HaShabbos B'Shabbos. We said you could be Shoal on Nedarim that are for the sake of Shabbos on Shabbos. V'amai, why should you be able to do that? Why isn't the object that you had a Neder on Asr Mishum Muktzah even after you're Matir the Neder, just like a Bechor is Muktzah on Yom Tov, because you assumed that you're not going to be able to find the Chacham to Paskin on its Mum? Lema mi Yemer Demizdakik Le Chacham. Shouldn't we say the same thing by a Neder? Who knows that you'll be able to find a Chacham, if you'll be able to find a chacham to paskin on this on the neder, to be matir the neder. It says Gemara Hasam Yilamaz Dakle Chacham Sagele B'Shalsha Adiotos Chacham Yemen Demazakle Chacham. Now there's a big difference between getting rid of a neder and paskining on a mum. When it comes to paskining on a mum, you dafka need a chacham. When it comes to getting rid of a neder, if you can't find a chacham, no, not the end of the world. You can always use Shalsha Adiotos, just like we do whenever we're matir neder. So now, The Braisa said, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not allowed to be metaltel a ner dolek, and the Gemara explains what's the reason. So Rami le Abai le Rav Yosef. Abai asks a steer to Rav Yosef. Mir Rabbi Shimon kafsa mutzal taltel. Does Rabbi Shimon really hold that if it gets extinguished, you're allowed to be metaltel it? That kafsa in lo kafsa lo, implying that only if the ner is extinguished you're allowed to be metaltel, but if it's still lit, you're not allowed to be metaltel it. My taima, what's the reason that while it's still lit, you're not allowed to be metaltel? It must be dilma bahadi dinokit la. Kavsa, that the concern is that while you're carrying this lit candle, you might accidentally extinguish it. But why would that be a problem? Rabbi Shimon in general holds that a Dav Hashem Miskaven is mutter. So worse comes to worse, the candle will get extinguished, but that's not going to be intentional. It's Dav Hashem Miskaven. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gor Adam Kise Mitev Sav Sol Bavachel Iskaven Lasus Charetz. A person is allowed to drag a chair, a bench, a bed, as long as he doesn't have kavana to make to dig a ditch. So it answers the Gemara. Any time where if a person does a maisa that through his maisa malacha asur is done, that it, when he has kavana to do it, there's an isur daraisa in doing it. Then kilam mechavin gazur Rabbi Shimon midrabanan. Even when you don't have kavana to do it, Rabbi Shimon would still make it asur midrabanan. But kol hecha dechi mechavin ika isur drabanan. But if in an instance where even if you were doing it by kavana, it would only be then when you don't have kavan, Rabbi Shimon will be matrit lechadchila. So when it comes to dragging a bench or something like that, even if you do bekavana to make the ditch, it's not an isur daraisa because it's a malacha kila achar yad. So then, if you do it shalom bekavana, Rabbi Shimon is going to say heter gomer, not even asur midrabanan. But when it comes to extinguishing a candle, if you extinguish a candle bekavana, that's an isur daraisa. So when you do it shalom bekavana, when you don't intend to extinguish the candle, so then Rabbi Shimon is going to say that's at least going to be asur midrabanan. Ask the Gemara, Masav Rava, is it only by nisid rabanan Rabbi Shimon is matir when you have kavana? Even by nisid raraisa Rabbi Shimon is matir when you have kavana. How do I know this? From a Mishnah 9th Berakha klayim, mochrik sus, people who sell clothing that have klayim, mochrin kedarkan, are allowed to wear the clothing in order to show them to other people and sell them in the way that, you know, that's how they would sell them. They'd wear around the clothing and say, would you like to buy this suit that I'm wearing, and they'd have it layered, and if you don't want that suit, the next one that I'm wearing, and you're allowed to do that as long as you're not intending to enjoy the benefits of the clothing in the sun to protect you from the sun, and in the rain to protect you from the rain. Even though you're getting hana'ah from the klayim, as long as you have kavana to get hana'ah from the klayim, it's perfectly fine. Vatsnuim, people who try to stay away from any sort of chashash of an iser, they don't wear them. Rather, mafshilin b'makol la'acharehan. They hang it on a stick and carry it over their shoulders on a stick so that they won't get any hana whatsoever from the klayim. But you see that the Mishnah explains that when you're not having kavana to get hana, it's mutter. And that's like Rabbi Shimon, that a davar sheino miskaven is mutter. But wait, I thought when the risk is an iser daraisa, doing it by kavana is an iser daraisa, Rabbi Shimon is going to make an iser drabanan. V'hachi iser d'chimichavin iser. If a person has kavanah to wear shatnas, that's an issur daraisa. Ki lo mechavin shari Rabbi Shimon lechachila. And yet when it's ainam mischavin, Rabbi Shimon doesn't say it's asur midrabanan. He says it's mutter lechachila. So how can you tell me that walking around with a lit candle is a problem for Rabbi Shimon? Because if you were to have kavanah to extinguish, it would be an issur daraisa. So not having kavanah is an issur drabanan. Ella amarava hanach lener shemin upsila hold nasa basas ladavra asur. No, the reason you're not allowed to carry the ner and the shaman and the psila is because each of them becomes a basis ludavara asr. The shalheves itself, the flame itself, is mukta. So everything that supports that flame is also mukta and is asr betilta. And the reason is not because you might come to extinguish it. That's not the reason that it's asr. The reason is because it's a basis ludavar ha asr. So we will stop there, and bezos Hashem, next time we will pick up on the top of daf mem zayin amad aleph.